when you're developing a business plan, it's very easy to forget about the big job, which is to make people aware of the business. You can spend so much time immersed in the business plan, trying to get that right, trying to think it through, trying to get everything expressed as perfectly as possible, that you're tired at the end of it, and you forget that the more difficult job is to get people aware that the business exists. And that's what I'm really thinking about today. You know, what can I do to get people interested in my business? For that reason, I'm going to go to a networking event. And in Mallow, in Cork, I'm going to what's called Mallow Open Coffee. And I've never been before, and I think it's a relaunch of the Open Coffee business networking experience in Mallow. Mallow is a small town north of the city of Cork. I think off the top of my head, it's got about 20,000 people in it. And it's not a town I know very much about. But what I do know about is that there are quite a few small and medium businesses based in Mallow, around Mallow. And it would be quite interesting to know exactly how many there are, because I'm going to meet some of them today. And it's a great opportunity for me to build a bit of awareness of the kind of work that my business will be available to do for them and for other people. Because even if the people I meet this morning aren't the ideal potential clients for my business, there's the big issue about who do they know. People are always a lot more than they present, and they have an awful lot more contacts and connections than immediately springs to mind. So the key thing to remember for me in meeting a group of people today, like in Mallow, is that these people may know exactly the people who my business would want to be in touch with. You know, even if that is somebody in Silicon Valley, in San Francisco, even if it's somebody in Melbourne, Australia, or Chicago, or wherever, anywhere in the whole world, Shenzhen for that matter. You know, there may be people in this room this morning who have connections in those places, which they won't come out and say at the beginning when everybody's introducing themselves. They'll just introduce whatever they want to say themselves and whatever they feel might be relevant. But we never know what connections might exist. And that's what's on my mind today, really. Taking my head out of the business plan and remembering the community outside and how that community works and how people make connections. And I've come to the bust on the main street of Mallow, where I have to turn left, I've been told. I'm turning into O'Brien Street, and there's a bust of somebody here. Somebody called Fitzgerald, and it was 1906 when it was put up. And it's a long time since I've been in Mallow. The last time I was here, I was doing some work for a corporate who was trying to build a bit of a movement around the high street and around the keeping better high streets in existence. So that's kind of in the back of my mind. I'm now need to look for a parking place on the main in Mallow, and I'm told that Mallow is a place where you get free parking. In other words, 3 hours of free parking. So isn't that an attractive thing about Mallow? I spend a fortune parking in some places. So the free parking option is a good one for a town to have, if it's, as it is, competing for people to come and visit it. So it's Open Coffee Club, Mallow, and the Open Coffee Movement is quite a big one worldwide. I've recently been to an Open Coffee meeting in Limerick, and I was at an Open Coffee meeting in East Cork. That was held in Cafe Beva last week. So, and the good thing for me is that I'm likely to know only one person at this. And I like the idea of going to talk about my business plan. Well, our business plan, to be exact, because it's owned by a lot more than just me. But to talk to them about the business plan that I describe as being in beta. In other words, it ain't finalized at all yet. It's still definitely under gestation. And I'm down here trying to figure out how you can park. So it's a terrific opportunity to, you know, enlist the help of people to help clarify a few points about the business plan. In fact, basically to run a few ideas past them and see what they think. And, you know, presenting to a group of people who don't know you is great, because it forces you to think about, well, what would a stranger want to hear at the start of what I'm going to say? And I learned one thing a while ago, which is that people are interested in people more than they're interested in business. So somebody who starts their presentation with revealing something about themselves is more likely to hook an audience than somebody who starts by saying, I've got a wonderful business idea which is going to transform your life. Anyway, look, I better stop talking. I better find where I am, because I'm down in the entrails of Mallow Parking, which has got plenty of space if you're keen to come here today. All the best. Talk to you later.